February 4th, 2026, regular planning board meeting. This meeting can advertise pursuant of the law 231, also known as the Open Public Meeting Act. And can we go to flags?
And the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And can I get a roll call, please?
My law's got to be there.
Guys, roll call. Mr. Adams?
Here.
Mr. Allegretto?
Here.
Mr. Barnes?
Here.
Mr. Becker?
Here.
Mr. Birch? Mrs. Halliday?
Here.
Mr. Jessel? Mr. Loper?
Here.
Mr. Shepherd?
Here.
Mr. Stell?
Here.
Dr. Vandeshore?
Here.
Anybody that has electronic devices, mute them so we don't have to listen to them. First on the agenda is PBA 25-004, Carl Sands Motel LLC, 709 9th Street, Block 803, Lot 9, HD.
Good evening. Battistini. John Battistini on behalf of the applicant, Carl Sands Motel, Inc. With me I have Robert Green, who may be sworn in and identified as an expert as he's been before this board before.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to get through this board will be the truth?
I do.
Bob, can you put the plants up and come on over?
And
Bob,
why we accept Mr. Green's credentials as stands, and he may proceed.
Can you describe the current conditions of the property?
It's in pretty workable shape. Plenty of some painting in places, but it's in good condition. It's been operating for many, many years.
It's an improved commercial motel with a restaurant, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And can you describe the project and the most basics of steps, knowing that the board has gone through much of the application already? Basically, there are four things that we're trying to do.
Correct. So, we're not changing the existing building, nor the existing parking. We're leaving it alone. Everything pretty well works fine, even though the parking stalls are a little on the small side, but they still work. The project consists of four phases. Four items we're requesting tonight. One, there's only one means of egress from the second floor. It's in the back corner here to go down to the parking lot. We're asking to add another staircase on the 9th Street side in the front. That will end up being only 6 inches off the property line, but it's really the only place we can put it. And we're still, even though we're taking the planter down that's there, we're still able to plant plants under it because the sun is coming this way and we can have nice plantings underneath of it. The next thing we want to do is to support the cantilever decks. They're cantilevering out 5 feet on the second floor. The building's been there about 60 years. When you have a cantilever concrete walkway, the steel rods are only an inch from the top. Where you have a concrete beam, the rods are an inch up from the bottom. So this way, over the many years, the rain and salty water has gone through the plank, and I'm concerned to make sure that it never collapses by having rusted steel rebars, that we are able to support it by running a series of beams and columns along the inside row here, which we've shown in plans. And that way it can't collapse. You'll see the same thing over at the Sifting Sands. They added these arches on the outside perimeter of their walkways because their building is about the same age. And it's a good, safe way and decorative way of protecting people from walking on a deck that might collapse.
And we're adding outdoor seating for the barbecue, about 20 outdoor seats, is that correct?
Yes, on the Atlantic Avenue side, we're adding the fellow has a green carpet that he rolls out. It will come out 10 feet by 40 foot long, and then he puts some picnic tables on it.
And we'll abide by whatever the requirements are for the Ocean City ordinances to have outdoor seating, correct?
That's correct. And he's the same tenant that is renting the restaurant inside currently. So it's a good fit for him. And since COVID, a lot of people like to eat outside. So it's a good thing for the city to have.
Do we have a weekend sun deck on the second floor? What are we doing to that sun deck on the second floor?
So both the sun deck and the walkway up on the second floor here in front of the building on the 9th Street side, they're also in a condition where they're deteriorating structurally. We need to remove them and rebuild them. So there's a 17-foot by 12-foot sun deck here, and the same here, about 8-foot by 29-foot walkway on the second floor there.
Now, we are in the hospitality zone. Is that hospitality zone, is that correct?
Yeah.
And the use is permitted in the hospitality zone, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And in order to do this project, there are several pre-existing non-conforming, but there are a few variances that we do need to take care of. One of them is the side yard. Is that with regard to the stairs that you were already talking about?
Correct.
The next one is impervious coverage.
Yes, we are supposed to have 80%, which is what the CAFR has come up with. We have 97% currently. We're able to put some plantings on this Atlantic Avenue side, so we're reducing it to 93.5%. So we do have a reduction in the impervious coverage.
And with respect to a truck berth, we don't have one now. We're not looking to put one in. There's no need.
Right. And they have had no problems. The trucks parked along the curb here on Atlantic Avenue, and they load and unload there. And they're normally more in the morning than delivered. So that has not been a problem.
And it's the stairs that's generating the variance. Is that correct?
The stairs, as we're only 6 inches off the property line, when we put these front stairs.
And under the C2 criteria, do you believe that one of the special purposes of being advanced is the protection from safety flood hazards, both human and acts of God? Is that correct? So are we making this a safer place?
Yeah, so the purposes of the municipal land use law are advanced because the stairs provide additional safety for the occupants of the building.
And we're actually trying to provide a little bit more airlight and open space by reducing the amount of impervious coverage.
Yes.
And the arches, they're also going to be for the protection of the building, but they're also going to enhance the aesthetics of the building. Is that correct?
That's correct. The arches are shown on your plan set.
While they're looking for that, we're not overbuilt, we're well below the building coverage as well?
Yes. Just the impervious coverage is
yes.
Yeah, so on S3, it's actually the last sheet in the set, showing the new arches around the inside of the hotel.
So can these variances be granted without substantial detriment to the public good?
Yes, also the arches are on the ground. Yes, we don't have a detriment to the public.
Just kind of shoring up the building, which is nice. We don't want a building collapse.
Right.
Offering second means of egress, correct?
Right.
I'm going to make it look a little more curb appeal. It's going to look a little nicer when it's done because of the aesthetic arches that we're going to do and some refreshing.
Okay.
And will the approval substantially impair the intent and purposes of the zone plan or the master plan?
No, there's no detriment to the master plan or any buttons.
The next thing is, have you had the opportunity to review the reports by the planner, Mr. Schultz?
Yes.
And with respect to the hotel, I'm going to read some things and just ask, let us know if we comply. Hotels and motels shall be used for a limited tenure lodging, except that a maximum of 15% of the units may be used as extended stay lodging. Do we comply with that in your conversations with the owner?
Yes, because he's closed now. He's closed all winter.
Okay. The hotels and motels shall provide daily housekeeping services, linen.
They have that on site, actually. They do the linens on site.
Okay. And there are telephone services provided to each of the rooms. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the hotel has a maximum of 1,500 square feet of gross floor area. We don't go above the 1,500 feet for any of the units that are in there?
No, right. All the units have one bedroom except one is two bedrooms. So all the units are under 700 square feet except one.
And we're in agreement with everything else. The planner's review comments, we're happy to...
Yes, to comply with.
To comply with. And have you had the opportunity to read the engineer's report from Mr. Scheid?
Yes.
And will we comply with all of his comments and requests and updates?
Yes.
And we are seeking some waivers. And those are the waivers that are identified in both reports.
And so the waivers are...
The waivers, do we meet the requirements, the good cause to have these waivers approved by this board?
Yes, we do.
Have we met the checklist criteria for minor site plan approval?
Yes, we have.
Board, that is all the questions that I have for Mr. Green. If you have any additional questions for Mr. Green or comments that he can answer for you, by all means, please do.
So just a question. So outside for the brush shot, just putting, you said they're willing to green carpet out. They just get permission for the chairs, kind of like the downtown with that sidewalk ordinance. They're not going to put like a barbecue garage or anything. It's just a mess, seating, correct?
Yeah, they're cooking inside.
Cooking, well, bring it outside.
Well, he does have a barbecue outside. He does have one outside.
Whatever that is would be part and parcel to whatever the ordinance permits.
Permits, right.
But we're not asking for
anything
outdoor cooking.
Does the existing curb cut on Atlantic Ave serve any purpose now? Will that be staying or any curbing?
That will be staying because that's where the delivery trucks pull up to, and it's easier for them to roll up the curb there because of the truss curb there. So we want to keep that.
So if it's not a truck delivery, that's not going to be used as a parking spot then? That's just going to be used for coming and going? The curb
yes.
Truck?
It's all yellow. Yeah.
Right. It's not, that's not changing. It's just how the operation, none of the operations are changing yet at all. Building's not changing. The only thing that is changing is the second set of stairs for egress.
So for that second set of stairs, it looks like now we have three stairs because there's one on the interior side.
Yeah, there's one on the back side on the post office side. I'm not sure where that goes because you go up the stairs, there's no doors here. So I guess you could climb out a window. There's a fire and try to use that and use that stair to go down. But there's no way to access the units on the back or the west side there.
The deck doesn't wrap around?
No, there's no walkway here, no. And it ends here. It doesn't even serve the front room. It's kind of a strange place to be stairs.
The stairway to nowhere.
Yeah.
And just all the any new vegetation is on the building side of the sidewalk. There's nothing along for adding along the street side, correct? I'd say it's the only plans.
You mean for the side, for the stairway?
No, I'm talking about the vegetation. You're adding, everything's along the building side of the sidewalk, right? Just
up, I think yes, up against the building.
All against the building, right?
Yes.
I didn't see anything. I was just making sure I didn't miss anything. Someone's getting putting along the street side.
Yeah, well, nothing. We're not putting anything along the curb.
Right.
And the trash. How are you handling trash for the restaurant?
So it's handled presently in the back. We show a number of cans sort of in the back here on the north side of the building, on the Atlantic Avenue corner here. And there'll be a fence now. Cans are kind of scattered around there, so we're organizing them and putting a fence there. And the big HVAC unit will be putting a 6-foot-high fence around that to hide that.
And again, we're not making any changes of any kind, including additional units, making units bigger, simply just adding a second set of stairs, some outdoor seating.
I missed a little bit of your saying about the trash. Are you going to have a trash corral, or are you going to keep using the
gate now? No, we're putting a 3-foot-high fence around the gate so that they're all together and hidden. It's kind of not well done now.
We're going to clean that up. It's going to look nicer, correct?
Much nicer.
I have a question. The plot plan shows that you're going to elevate the HVAC BFE plus one, but according to Street View 3 here, it doesn't look like that's possible in any way.
No, we're not going to elevate that. That is not correct.
Okay. Is that going to be a requirement?
Yeah, a new building is required. This is an existing unit, it's not.
From a
Anybody else?
I have a question. You said this is going to be done in four phases?
Yeah.
At the beginning of, at the beginning of your testimony, you did say that. Okay.
No, I don't mean, there's four items.
Okay.
Not phases. Like
okay.
Four items.
Thank you. Scared me, because that's hard to track.
I have nothing else. If the engineer or planner want to go through their report.
At this point, Mr. Shule.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Reference my report. November 19th, 2025, we did have opportunities to review this at subcommittee level, which was appropriate. Under development proposal, my report on page 2, I just wanted to clarify that the outdoor seating on Atlantic Avenue will be within the property line. It's not going to be out in public right away. We had discussion about that, whether it actually necessitated or qualified as a sidewalk cafe. Since it's on the property, it doesn't. Sidewalk cafes are typically in the public right-of-way. This one is not. But the applicant will adhere to whatever appropriate regulations apply. The application was deemed complete. There were waivers granted for the minor site plan. Going to the zoning schedule, my report, there's some existing non-conformities. They're noted in my plan. There's the variance required for the stair on the 9th Street facade. It's within the required setback of 4 feet, and it's a half a foot off the property line. There's also a variance noted in my report for impervious coverage, where 80% is permitted and 94.5, not 93.5, is being proposed. There's also a variance for a truck berth. Due to the size of this lot, the ordinance requires a truck berth. The applicant is requesting a variance for that as well. Have no issue with that. On to page 5 of my report, we talked about the parking spaces required. The parking in the AC zone for a hotel is dependent on the size of the units. Based on the testimony and the information provided by the applicant, it appears that the applicant complies with the parking requirements contingent upon them providing documentation for the parking spaces rented from the city. So that would be a condition of approval. Comment 4, the existing drive aisle is non-conforming. Again, that's not being affected by the application. The refuse storage area, we had a fair amount of discussion about that. The applicant has agreed to screen that, and we were requesting a detailed 3-foot high fence be attached to the final plan. We're also looking for the HVAC units on Atlantic to be screened. Now, the applicant has agreed to screen that as well, but again, we'd like to get a detail or at least a note indicating the composition of that fence added to the plan as a condition of approval. Comment number 7 has to do with the operational standards for the hotel. The applicant provided testimony that they are in conformance with all of those requirements. We talked about street trees, comment 8. I also have a comment 11 about street trees. In my opinion, the applicant conforms on Atlantic Avenue. They do not conform on 9th Street. And I take it from the testimony provided, the applicant would be requesting a waiver for street trees on 9th Street. If that's correct, it would be a waiver for 3 street trees. And again, I have an issue with that. Those come in at a price of $350 each for 3. We need clarification, comment 12, on the crepe myrtles being proposed on the plan. You just need, between the plan and the notations on the plan, there seems to be some conflicts. We'd like to have that clarified as a condition of approval. We'd also like to have the site triangles added to the plan as a condition of approval. and below, on page 7, which carries over on page 8, we have standard, final page 7, standard conditions of approval that would apply if the board is inclined to approve the application. That's the extent of my comments.
We're happy to do whatever the city would like us to do with respect to the trees. I don't know if you want trees on 9th Street, that's entirely up to you. We can put them, we will. We can't, then we will certainly pay our
There's a proviso in the ordinance, and I think that's why you're conforming on Atlantic, is you can be within 14 feet of the curb and still comply. You may be able to do that on 9th as well. I don't have a scale with me to see where 14 feet would put you, but if you're able to bring them to put the 14 off the curb, that would conform with the ordinance.
We're happy to conform with the ordinance. We're happy to do it for as many trees as possible. If that's what you would like us to do.
And at this point, Mr. Scheidt.
We're talking about this.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. My report was November 26, 2025. Lots of stuff in my report have already been addressed by both the applicant and Randy. I do have to make a clarification on my report. The maximum building coverage in this zone is 80%. I have 90, that's strictly for restaurants. And again, the maximum impervious coverage is 80%. I have 90, which is not correct for this application. So the maximum impervious coverage, 80%, is the maximum permitted, and they are at 94.5%. So that's the variance we're hearing tonight, along with the front yard setback to the new stairs we heard. They're 6 inches from the property line. Those stairs, per the plan, are going to be galvanized steel and with concrete tread. So it's kind of a utilitarian type stairs right on 9th Street. I don't know if we're going to talk about that at all, but that's what's currently proposed. I had the same issue with parking. We need to see documentation that the remaining deficient parking spaces are actually available from the leased lot. The applicant should request a waiver for the curb and sidewalk because our ordinance requires curb and sidewalk removal and replacement for any commercial development. I know that was proposed the last time we saw this application for the entirely new structure, which is absolutely appropriate, but I think they're asking for a waiver at this point in time for this particular application since no new building construction is going on.
So, with respect to that, this board may remember that we were in here for a demolition and a rebuild of a mixed-use piece of property. That is not being abandoned by any stretch of the means. It's just been a little delayed. So, in the interim, we want to shore up the building that we have. So, that's why we are here for Bob Green putting together some of the safety requirements that are needed in the building that we think we need to do now instead of later. But we would be requesting a waiver because at some point we do plan on replacing the sidewalk and the curbing when we ultimately do take the building down.
Nothing further.
Okay. Any questions for our professionals?
How many parking spaces from the city do we need verification
of? Four.
Four? Thank you.
We will get you that. I believe we actually have six. We'll get you.
At least four.
Yes.
If you're at rest, I'm going to open it up to the public. For all practical purposes, I'd like to open this up to the public. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Do I have a second?
Barnes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. For practical reasons, we're at the Carl Sands Motel at 709 9th Street. Anyone from the public have a comment? Please come forward at this time. No public comment. Can I close the public comment? A motion? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Back to the applicant to close.
Could I add one thing?
Yes.
Yes.
They're moving the ADA parking space. If you go there now, you might recall, it's in the driveway right now. It was put in as an afterthought. Per the current plans, they're moving it out of the driveway and putting it under the sun deck. So that's definitely a positive as part of this development. I just wanted to state that.
Are they still going to need a cost estimate if they're not doing curb and sidewalk?
We have landscaping.
Okay, so they're still, okay.
Yeah, it's normal, but
okay.
Screening.
The reason we're here for this application is mostly because we just want to shore up the building and make sure we don't have any collapses and offer people a means of egress off the second floor. Hopefully you will see that the de minimis or the request that we're making sufficient enough to approve the application for minor site plan approval as well as for the variances. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Bassini?
Yep.
Besides the waiver for the curb and sidewalk, is there any other waivers that you're seeking?
I think we're going to, well, I guess there's going to be a mention about the street trees, what they want us to do with the street trees. And then there's a bunch of different waivers with site plan, but they're identified and listed in the report by Mr. Scheidegg.
Yeah, I think the showing manholes and utilities in the street is a waiver.
Okay, and the lighting? Is that
and lighting.
Okay.
And the street cross-sections, those three waivers.
They were completeness waivers, though.
Yeah, so what Gary usually does is he'll reference Exhibit A and Exhibit B, the reports, and I attach it to the resolution. And that has all the waivers and everything.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Cooper. I just want to comment. I think the best thing would be just to do a donation with the trees and not add any more. That's what I would like to see. I don't know if anybody has objections to that or ideas.
I agree. The two-lane traffic.
Right.
The trees stick out into the street. It's a very busy pedestrian walkway.
Yeah. No one that came up from the, was just about the steps, I guess, the way they look. I guess you can make it look as nice as possible, I assume, but steps are steps. I don't know if anybody had comments about that, because I don't know if you brought that up.
Well, there'll be hot-tip galvanized stairs with a concrete tread.
Okay.
And we could paint them white, or we could paint them the color to match the building, actually. We'd probably blend in doing that.
Right, just so if you blend in, it would be great. Yeah, something like that.
We can do that.
Okay.
If ultimately you're going to tear the building down, does it make sense to go to galvanized concrete steps?
Well,
I mean, that's just throwing it out there, that's all.
Yeah.
When you spend on it, if you do demo the building, guaranteed that you're going to do that?
Right.
Probably another 4 years.
So what would you put there that's not going to rust within 2 years?
I don't know.
You can't do wood.
I think
aluminum, but I don't
know. Thank you. It was just a question.
Thank you.
And you want service letters too, you for water in your report. Water sewer? Yes, no, maybe so.
Motion.
Need me to raise a resolution?
I haven't framed a motion in a long time, but.
May I have a motion for approval of the applicant's application in the affirmative for the granting of the waivers as requested and for approval of the three variances for side yard, impervious coverage, and the required truck.
And minor site plan approval.
Based on what we've heard from our solicitor, do I have a motion?
So moved, Chef.
Do I have a second?
Adam.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Allegretto?
I would vote yes. I believe that the improvements are being made solely help the building and as far as immediate requirements to keep it safe, and certainly they're trying to make it a little more appealing from the street as well, so I would vote yes.
Mr. Barnes?
I vote yes as well. That's with the aesthetics of that building and improve on the safety of the buildings for interim use. I think it's a good plan.
Mr. Becker?
I also vote yes for the previous stated reasons.
Mr. Shepard?
I vote yes for a previously stated safety and for good.
Mr. Adams?
Also vote yes. I think the variance is requested are reasonable and it is an improvement both aesthetically and in terms of safety, so I vote yes.
Dr. Vandeshore?
I also vote yes for all the reasons previously stated and the variance is requested by the applicant to improve the property.
Mrs. Halliday?
I vote yes. I believe all the variances requested will be an improvement to what's there now and are mostly there as existing non-conformities.
Mr. Stell?
I vote yes as well. I think of this building, I should say, that everything that they put in front of us is an improvement for looks, for safety. I don't really have
Mr. Loper?
This is a highly visible building on the 9th Street corridor, and I vote yes for all the previous stated reasons, and it will enhance the performance.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great evening.
Number two on the agenda is PBA-010 Ocean City PNC LLC, 112 6th Street, Block 60, Lot 17, NEN neighborhood. John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, for the record. We're excited to be on behalf of the applicant. It's the application Ocean PNC LLC. That entity is the contract purchaser of the property you just described, Mr. Loper. Lot 17, Block 607. The property is 19,550 square foot lot. The property is located in the NEN zone. It contains a dilapidated warehouse building that most of you are familiar with. The applicant is here tonight seeking major subdivision approval to subdivide an existing lot into four new fully conforming lots. The proposed interior lots will all measure 42 feet by 115 feet. The corner lot will measure 44 feet by 115 feet. All the lots will front on Haven Avenue. No variance or requests are required for approval of the projects. All lots will fully conform to our zoning requirements. Therefore, this is a by right subdivision. The applicant intends on calling one witness tonight. That is the project surveyor, planner, engineer, John Barnhart.
He's very bright. Do you swear from the testimony you're about to get to the board to read the truth?
I do. I'm going to have Mr. Barnhart place his credentials on the record.
Sure, that'd be fine.
Mr. Barnhart, can you come over here so you can microphone pick you up? Can you introduce yourself to the board by giving them an example of your professional educational background?
Sure. My name is John Barnhart. I'm a licensed professional engineer, licensed professional planner, certified municipal engineer in the state of New Jersey. I've been practicing for just about 30 years now. I have appeared in front of this board on a number of occasions, but it's been a little while. I have appeared before more than 100 boards throughout the state of New Jersey, and I have provided expert testimony in all disciplines of development.
And you've been qualified as an expert before these boards have appeared before?
That's correct.
I offer an
essay. I have no issues with his credentials, and he may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Loper.
Thank you.
You provide this one. Provide the board just an overview of the application, please.
Sure. So the plan I have that I have up on the board right now is the survey that was submitted with the package. The site itself is just under a half acre. It's a 19,500 square foot parcel. Sits right on the corner of 6th Avenue and Haven, with the ball field being directly across the street. The site, as you can see in the shaded area, is largely occupied by what I'm going to call a warehouse. There's garages off the alley and a bunch of different partitioned off spaces within the building, and then an asphalt parking lot right on the corner of New Haven and 6th Avenue. If you're familiar with the building, it's kind of at the end of its useful life. That was a nice way to put it. And we are proposing to demolish all the existing site improvements and obviously we believe dramatically, aesthetically improve this corner. The proposal is a four-lot subdivision, as Mr. Perry already described. The lots will be 100% conforming with the zoning ordinance, both in their area, their depth, their width, and all the bulk standards with regard to setback coverage, parking, and what have you. The lots, the way that they will lay out, the interior lots starting plan left, 42 feet, 42 feet, 42 feet, and then the lot on the corner is slightly larger at 44 feet in total width. As I mentioned, they are all proposed for single-family detached home construction, and this project obviously will dramatically improve not only the aesthetics, but it'll improve upon drainage, it'll improve stormwater management because there will now be grass area, lawn area, landscape area where currently none exist on the site. So we think it is a benefit to this neighborhood and to the community.
Right now it's just one lot with this ridiculous warehouse. It's called a warehouse.
That's right.
And then these four lots that you've described, not only are they fully conforming, but they're larger than the minimums, correct?
That is correct.
They're larger for lot area and they're larger for lot width, correct?
Correct.
All No variances requested or required.
That is correct.
So it's a by right subdivision.
Yes.
And this application was reviewed by the Cape May County Planning Board and made, correct?
Correct.
That's all the testimony I have for Mr. Vaughn on behalf of the rest of the night.
Anything from the board to the applicant at this point? Mr. Shule?
Thank you. My report dated January 15, 2026. Major subdivision, all conforming, which we don't see very often, but the completeness review, there's a number of waivers requested. I have no issue with the waivers. My application could be deemed complete subject to the board's granting of the waivers identified on our report. The applicant has not only provided you with minimum requirements for the lots themselves, but he's also provided you with all of the setbacks and metrics for the construction that could go on here on these lots, and it's all in conformance with the ordinance. Let's do my report a little bit further here. Now, there's one section in the ordinance, again, we haven't seen major subdivisions very often, but comment number two has to do with combined preliminary and final major subdivision approval, which the applicant is requesting. In my opinion, all of the subsections under two are addressed by the application, so I don't see an issue with the board granting the combined preliminary and final requested by the applicant, since all those items have been addressed. Curbing has been provided as required by the ordinance. New sidewalk will be provided as required by the ordinance. The landscaping plan has not been provided. Requesting a waiver on that seems reasonable. The applicant would be subject to, or the individual property owners would be subject to the relevant landscaping requirements at the time they come with construction permits. So I would support the waiver for the landscaping plan. And I generally defer all the site grading, stormwater utilities, and drainage to your board engineer. And I have conditions of preliminary and final approval, reports of a site plan, but it's really for a subdivision. And those are fairly standard or right out of the ordinance. I believe the applicant is agreeable to all of those conditions. That's the extent of my report.
Any questions for Mr. Shule from the board? Seeing none, Mr. Scheidt.
Thank you. My report was January 13, 2026. Four lot by right major subdivision with no proposed development at this time. They're just creating the lots. The plans also identify within the right of way the replacement of the curb and the sidewalk with the ADA ramps at 6th in the alley and at Haven and 6th. The remain, since they're relatively new, the remainder will all be replaced as part of this development. We have a couple of little things that need to be tweaked on the plans with regard to slope of the sidewalk to meet ADA accessibility. pretty straightforward. The only question I have is the bonding, if this is going to be bonded as a overall project or we're going to try to bond it per lot. I don't know how it's going to be developed.
Let's do it by lot. I think we always get in trouble when we do it as one project. It's much easier for Jamie.
And these are county roads?
No.
No. Just think of the other one. Yeah, we're fine. It creates a problem sometimes when it's a county road.
No, the county roads. But we do have county approval.
Interesting. Yes. Jamie.
Dave and Avery. So the subdivision indicates the owner as Ocean PNC.
No, Ocean PNC is contract purchaser.
So that'll be corrected on the subdivision?
That'll be corrected. I don't know if during the pendency of when the resolution is going to be adopted and getting all of our checklist stuff in by the title transfer during that period.
Right.
Of time.
And then it also indicates that this is classified as a minor subdivision. With all that language, that'll be revised.
That will correct that. But
okay.
Specifically with regard to the owner.
The owner, definitely.
We want to make sure whoever the owner is at the time of signing.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
I'll be vigilant with that.
Okay.
So paper copies for review first.
Do you want paper or electronic?
Paper.
Paper. Okay.
your arrest. For all practical purposes, can I open this up to the public?
So moved, Del Roberto.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We're at 112 6th Street. Anybody from the public have any comment, please come forward at this time. Seeing no public, do I have a motion to close the public? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Back to the applicant to close.
Byron Beach Subdivision, nothing further.
Thank you.
We agree with all the professional reports and making all the changes that are outlined there.
And Dave's going to do the cost estimate.
Dave will do the cost estimate for a lot.
My turn.
Your turn. You're on deck.
May I have a motion in the affirmative for approval of the applicant's application for preliminary and final major subdivision approval and for the waivers that have been requested?
So moved, Adam.
I have a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Allegretto?
I would vote yes to buy rate subdivisions. All of the lots exceed the requirements of the zone, so yes.
Mr. Barnes?
Yes, buy right subdivision.
Mr. Becker?
Yes, buy right subdivision, and it will improve considerably that area.
Mr. Shepard?
Yes, buy right 11 acre dump.
Mr. Adams?
Yes, I've been waiting a long time for this. So.
Dr. Vandeshore?
Yes, buy right.
Mrs. Halliday?
Buy right subdivision, I vote yes.
Mr. Stell?
I vote yes as well for the buy right and the improvement of that corner.
Mr. Loper?
It's a buy right subdivision. I vote yes for the buy right subdivision. And depending upon, I hope whoever builds in there will take into consideration the aesthetics of the 6th Street corner. It's a corner lot. Pass that on to the board. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, adopt a resolution for 600 Boardwalk.
Becker.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Barnes?
Yes.
Dr. Vandeshore?
Yes.
Mrs. Halliday?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. Adopt the minutes for 1726.
Becker.
Second.
Barnes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Again, the minutes for 1-14-26. I have a motion.
Becker.
I have a second.
Barnes.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Subcommittee reports.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nothing directly on the subcommittee, but we do have some pending ordinance in front of City Council, I believe, on Thursday night, having to do with the New Jersey Resilient Environments and Landscaping Rules have been adopted as of January 20, 2026. They replace a lot of the FEMA data. They mandate higher building elevations, stormwater controls. There's a six-month legacy transition period for pending applications. But we're going to be seeing, I think, a lot of revisions to Ocean City Zoning Code coming in to adapt to these rules. Say the first one looks like it's up City Council Thursday night dealing with ZFE. So if you're looking for something to pass your time, look that up and familiarize yourself with some of the prospects that we'll be dealing with here in the short term future. That's all I have right now.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Becker.
All in favor?
Aye.
Hot dog time.